This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News and Brief for January 18th. I'm Paul Plack. While the aviation alphabet groups work to check the spread of TSA's security theater into general aviation, private GA pilots have already been treated like criminals by Customs and Border Patrol. The NTSB has issued a preliminary report in the case of a helicopter pilot who suffered medical incapacitation that cost him the use of his right arm and talked a passenger through handling the collective during an emergency landing. Registration is now open for the third annual NASA STEM Educator Workshop Series, sponsored by NASA Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, March 1st through the 3rd. The Canadian government has awarded Bell Helicopter a 10-year, $647 million support services contract for the Canadian Forces CH-146 Griffin fleet. With options, it could grow to almost $1 billion. The U.S. Navy is upgrading its P-3C Orions with acoustic technology similar to that of the newer P-8A Poseidon. The Eurofighter Consortium has signed a 5-year contract with IFS to maintain its applications-based system, which is handling the industrial repair service for the Eurofighter Typhoon. A second AW-139 medium twin helicopter was delivered to the Italian Customs and Border Patrol Service on Friday by Augusta Westland. Susan O'Malley, the first female president of a professional sports franchise, will deliver the keynote speech at NBAA's 22nd Annual Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference. And Grone Brothers Aviation CEO David Grone says the technology being transferred into a joint venture with a Chinese partner is not anything developed under a DARPA contract for advancement of its heliplane technology. David is my guest in today's ANN special feature. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.